All right. Well, I'll just say for the recording, this is Trudy Griswold. Today is the 10th of July, 2019, and I'm on with a group of like-minded, spiritually connecting souls that have come together that we can all share with one another and open up to so much that the angels have to share with us. The name of my book is Angel Speak, How to Talk with Your Angel. So I'd like to take a roll call here. Now, Julie, would you mind sharing with everybody where you're from and why you decided to take the class?
Sure. I'm from Santa Rosa, California, and my husband just passed away on May 9th from Alzheimer's. And I've read your books, I've been getting your emails all along, and I thought once he passed over, I wanted to, you know, do one of these things with you, and I've been wanting to do it for a long time, but I just didn't have the energy, so now I'm here.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry about his passing. You know, I have a family member that has Alzheimer's, and so I know the path that you have been walking, and it's quite a step, these steps toward saying goodbye to our loved one, and yet still knowing that they're at home with God, and that Archangel Metatron takes our souls home, and that he is in good hands. I want you to know that I am a channel, and when I feel his, what was his first name, by the way?
His first name is Scott.
Scott. Well, huh? I know that he is safely at home and very happy to be there, so that's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that.
Sure. You're welcome.
And it is true, you know, we do... when there's a special need in our family, we kind of take the focus off ourselves and, of course, give it for them. But it's so good that you're doing things for you and that you're feeling up to it as well.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Christina, are you on?
Yes, I am. Hi, my name is Christine Cahooley. I'm from New Jersey. I started down this path, I guess, about 2 years ago, the spiritual path. A friend of mine suggested angel cards. So I got a thing of angel cards, and I started working with them. Mm-hmm. And I guess about 6 months, 7 months later, I kind of just dropped it a little bit. And then one day I picked it up again, and I said, oh, I should really continue to work with these. And I heard, no, you don't have to. You can hear us now.
I love it.
So I went, oh, okay. And it's just kind of, I've just been on that path ever since. 2 weeks ago, I was walking my dog, and the dog stopped, and I had given all this gratitude to my angels. I was walking for maybe 15 to 20 minutes, and something inside of me said, look up. Isn't that beautiful? And I looked up, and I saw the cloud, and they said, it looks like a cloud. But clouds are beautiful, yes. So I looked away, and they said, no, look up again. Isn't that incredible? And I looked up, and I thought, it's a nice cloud, but I'm not seeing anything. And then they said, look. And I looked, and it was in the shape of an angel with these feathers, and it was absolutely incredible. And they were just letting me know that they're there. So it's just kind of a continuing education, you know, in this field. So, amazing, absolutely amazing.
Boy, isn't that the truth? And it is. It's never ending. They say, I heard, you know, Kathy Lee Gifford was on that program in the morning for a while, and her husband passed away. And she said that she and her husband used to say that as long as we have a pulse in our body, we have a purpose this lifetime. And I love that. I thought, Is that the truth? And angels are assigned to us, all of us, but especially to those of us who are seeking, asking for guidance, and they'll start giving us new pieces of information. They'll start validating that we're on the right path, and things are opening, and it just gets better and better. So that's a great example of that.
That's great.
Good. Thank you. Is it Christine or Christina?
It's Christine.
Oh, no A at the end. I guess I did it a little typo there. Okay, good. Well, thank you, Christine. That's great.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Now, Nanette.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Oh, good. So tell us about yourself and how you've been awakening.
Well, I'm from, my name is Nanette. I am from Snyder, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I began about 4 years ago. I was at a thrift shop and I came across your book in Spanish. It's in Spanish.
Uh-huh.
And I began reading the book and kind of going along with the steps and all of that good stuff. And I don't know how it happened or what, but I started really, really deeply meditating on receiving written messages.
Great.
And so, and as a matter of fact, I have one here as I'm looking in my notes that I wrote. And my angel tells me her name is Celeste. Okay.
It is what?
Celeste.
Oh, Celeste. Yes. Okay.
Her name comes to me all the time. Celeste.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I asked her, is that your name? She said yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so she tells me when I write, to be patient, to be kind, to listen and pray, and she reminds me that she's with me all the time.
Fantastic.
She just says, speak openly about how you feel, positively, always turn a negative into a positive.
Mm-hmm.
It led me more because I sent you an email a couple weeks ago about a man that was telling me that the angels were this and the angels were that, but in what he was telling me personally, he was telling me that I was just such a bad person, mostly against my husband, that I was so bad to him, that it was so negative. I was in tears one day because I thought, and so I thought, I want to email somebody that knows. And you came to mind, and I found your email, and that's why I emailed.
Good. Was it helpful?
It was very helpful because I cut all ties with that gentleman.
Good.
Period.
Good.
Because everything that I wrote from meditating from the book and reading and rereading and rereading,
yep.
This tells me, careful what others tell you.
Yes. Yes. You know, when you begin on this path, or even if you've been on it for a while, sometimes you'll hear this most crazy thing. You know, angels are from God, and God and the angelic realm is nothing more than love and healing goodness and support and help and all kinds of things. And if we ever hear anything that is less than loving, then it's not an angel. Either the person, because some people say, oh yeah, I know how to do this. And it's sometimes people get negative energy around them, and maybe they don't even realize it, because there's a big difference between being gifted. When you're a gifted soul, what you receive from God and the angelic realm the information of that love and support and goodness. But on sitting on the earth plane, there can be negativity, and it can take hold of some people who maybe didn't pray for protection, or maybe who just kind of plays with the energy, and then they end up saying things that just frankly are not accurate. So everyone that's listening, I want you to be sure that if you decide and choose to ask others for help and input, that, you know, I worked with a lot of people over the years, and there are a lot of good souls that want to give the best and be there for you. But I do ask individuals, how do you receive your information? And, they'll say, it just depends on what the answer is. Make sure the answer is, I receive the information from God and the angelic realm. And then you know you got a hold of the right person. And if they won't give you an answer as to how they receive it or whatever, then say goodbye. Yeah. So I think that's just great that you have, decided to step aside and move on. So good. Thanks for sharing that, because we can be in charge of deciding who we speak with, when, where, how, and all of the above, So
yes.
Okay. Well, Nanette, thank you so much for sharing this. I really appreciate it. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Jerry is going to be listening, and Melanie. Alexandra, I think, is also Patsy. No, and Kelly. Okay. Rahel, would you share with us about your experience?
Yes, I'd love to. I came across your book in 2000, and I got it. I bought it. Someone mentioned you and your sister at the time, and I was very interested, so I bought both books, and then I read them, and I started journaling, and then I fell off the writing and communicating that way, and it just kind of became a mental thing. I've been on the spiritual path for a very long time. In my house, there are about 400 angel icons outside inside, and I feel that they're everywhere. And we've spoken before. I think I've worked with you over 5 years ago, but I've gone through life transformation. I lost my brother. I'm a caretaker for my mom, and this life has been happening. And it feels, I felt like I have not been, while I'm in communication, I have not been fully reliant on the angelic realm. Because I've been doubting, I've been feeling ill, and I know the illness is more of a message that I'm not on the right track rather than something wrong with me. And I receive your Monday messages, and then all of a sudden this email came with the invitation to take the class, and I said, now is the perfect time for me to do it the right way.
Yeah.
And so here I am.
And here you are. Good for you. Your story, it sounds so familiar to so many people, because there's that initial excitement, oh boy, this is, I can do this maybe and all. And then we just kind of float away and we think, well, that's nice. But ultimately, when the time is right and all, I feel that the angels call us back to them and say, oh, we've got more to do together. And there's that that thought that will pop into your head, and you'll think, yeah, I really should write with the angels, or I should read that, pick up the book again, or go to that workshop somewhere that was advertised. And listening to those beckoning calls or feelings, because the angels communicate with us on so many levels, not just through written, that's just one of many ways. It's through the knowing, it's through that maybe you get the warmest feeling in your heart or in your chest or maybe at the back of your shoulder blade or your neck. Everyone has their own way of just kind of knowing that, boy, I'm being called. And please pay attention. And even if it's just saying a little prayer, you know, dearest God and angels, thank you for calling out to me and help me open to you and your loving goodness and your guidance. Learning how to pray with our angels and God, you know, the first thing that I want to impress on everybody is that this process that you're in, and you are going to realize that not only are you a part of awakening spiritually, but the best part is you're a part of God's larger plan. Has anyone ever thought of that, that you are part of God's larger plan? I'll never forget when the angel said that to me, and I just flipped. I said, oh, sure. I thought they were teasing, because actually angels have great sense of humor. So I said, are you sure you've got the right person? And they said, oh, yes, child. But it is true that before we come here into our bodies, that we have within us, each one of us has our path, our purpose, our mission, and what we're to accomplish this lifetime, and how to work with the spiritual realm and everything, and it just keeps growing and growing over time. So just know that you're a part of God's, the word they're giving me is army, God's army of love.
Hard to do that.
Yes, yes, it's true. Well, that's great. All right. Anyone else? I didn't miss anybody, did I? I hope not. Okay, good. All right. Now, let me tell you just a little about myself. It sounds like everybody's read the book, but, you know, I don't know if you all know that my sister Barbara passed away in 2006, and it was huge for me, of course, and I went through all kinds of, feelings and up and down, you know, when you, there was a part of me that was, oh, thank you, God, you know, she died of lung cancer, and that's very difficult, and the first thought was feeling relief for her that she was out of her body, she was going home, and that that she had much more work to do for God from spirit, rather, and that she and I obviously must be complete. And has anybody ever had that experience with saying goodbye to someone?
Yeah, I feel when my husband passed away that it was, he did whatever he needed to do, and even though it's sad and I miss him and I hate what he went through, I feel that he had to go through what he went through, and now it's my turn to finish whatever I need to do here, you know.
Yeah. So. Absolutely. It's, yes, he was complete. You know, the angels say there is no such thing as an untimely death, that death comes to us as a gift when the time is right, when we are complete here, and that just helped me so much in the processing, and like you're saying, Julie, so that's a gift in itself, isn't
yeah.
it? When you think about
yeah.
it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody have anything else they want to share about that? So, anybody? All right. So I decided that, you know, it was my time to move forward and open up on my own. So it's been a very exciting time, and all I know is we never finish that process of doing God's work and opening up until we go back home, and then we do a whole bunch of other new stuff. Okay. Does anybody, one of the things I said about this class is expect miracles to happen from this point forward. Does anyone feel like you've had a miracle?
Yes.
Ooh, would you share it with us?
Yeah, ever since, it's been maybe a few months back that I reconnected with the book,
mm-hmm.
and my husband and I have struggled financially, and since talking to the angels, and they wake me up every day, every morning.
Yes.
Every morning, I mean, it never fails, it's like... You know, get up, Nanette, wake up and pray, or wake up and it's time to move, you know, it's time to do something. But I have noticed over the past maybe 3 months that the money is just coming in. Like, my husband works his regular, he's fixing to change jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But his regular job, he works for the state, and then we do a newspaper route together. I start it, and then when he gets off of work at 2:30, he takes the other part that I haven't gotten to. So, and then he does little odd jobs every single day. Somebody calls him for an odd job to do somewhere.
Wow.
And that little bit of income has just come in. We've been married 31 years. As of Saturday will be our 31st anniversary.
Oh, great.
And we have just miracles after, and just, I mean, we've been able to pay off some of our debt, just lots of things. And those are some of the things that I ask the angels to help me with. Send me a financial angel. Send me, you know, someone, and that's just how it's been happening, of course. Mm-hmm. We have to work hard. Right now, it's hot in Texas. It's so hot and dry.
Mm-hmm.
But we still... Those are miracles for me, because we struggled for 31 years not having that income that we really need.
Wow. You know, that is just so the way the universe works. You know, money, they explained one time, we wrote to them about money and why, you know, why does it sometimes flow and sometimes not flow, and they said that money is only an exchange of energy, is how they described it, and they said that when we're at the right place, at the right time, doing the right things that are in alignment with our spiritual path and purpose, that it will flow. It's just to let us know that how to find our way along our path and to do our work for the greater good. So, and sometimes we do things that we don't even know why, or you just kind of do it because it seems right, feels right, and that kind of thing. But that obviously you and your husband have, you know, aligned yourself with doing the right thing with the, in the right way to help other or support other individuals, and it's working, and so there's the abundance, and it's easier than what we think sometimes, you know, like we think, oh gosh, you know, it's going to be hard if I'm going to make any money or and the fact is it's just helping ourselves balance up with God's purpose and moving forward on our path.
Mm-hmm.
And do you agree with that? Do you feel that?
Yes.
How it's, yeah,
yes,
good.
Because, I mean, many of the people that we help,
mm-hmm.
And of course they compensate us or whatever, it's not
sure.
Something, and we don't say, oh, well, we're going to do this for this amount of money. No, we don't ever set a price or anything like that. We always
mm-hmm.
do it, and then when we're done, you know, Arthur says, you know, well, whatever you can pay me or whatever
mm-hmm.
you can afford, you know,
oh.
and we accept it and move on.
Mm-hmm. Knowing
so,
that you're being cared for. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Perfect.
Or we see people on the street that need help of some kind, we stop and help them.
Sure.
And like I said, if they offered it to give something, well, okay, you know, if not, you know,
mm-hmm.
we let it, we bless them, and on their way they go.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and just letting things unfold and happen at the right time and in the right way. It takes a
yes.
lot of faith. Faith and trust. Has anybody else found that thing about abundance that has shifted or is working better for you?
Well, it is for me. This is Julie. Since mm-hmm. my husband passed away, because you know, we were lucky to get an inheritance from his parents when we
mm-hmm.
picked off our house, and then it was tight while he was alive, but now that he's passed, he had a life insurance policy that I kept going
mm-hmm.
because I didn't know what was going to happen, and then I have a pension from
mm-hmm.
when where he worked, so that has let me become independent, you know, now
good.
I don't have to go back to work, but I can concentrate on what I want to do, and that's helped people who are caregivers. So
sure.
that's my goal. Yeah.
That
so.
See, that's great. And and then, you know, that how wise of you to you know, put things in order or whatever, knowing that you had the backing and the support and guidance of your spiritual support team
yeah.
that you have. So we're very blessed on so many levels.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have anything they wanted to share? Okay. Well, I want you to know also that at the beginning of the book, when Barbara and I sat down, and the way that the book got started was that, you know, Barbara, living in San Diego, such a beautiful town and area, I was living in Connecticut at the time, raising our children, my husband and my, you know, children, and Barbara was out there free as a bird. She was running around going to workshops and seminars, and she'd always call me and say, oh, you can't believe this workshop that I was at and this and that. And so one day she called to say, I was at a workshop, and this woman said that we could receive written messages from angels, and that anybody could do it. And she said, I got a writing here that is just gorgeous. And I said, okay. And so she read it to me, and she kept saying, am I crazy? And, of course, only as sisters can. I said to her, yeah, probably. But I said, it sure is beautiful. And keep doing it. It's so great. And so I kept, and then I'd call her and say, okay, would you ask the angels about this, this, or this, you know? Finally, the angel said, tell Trudy that she can learn to write with us also. And I just immediately clammed up, and I said, no way. I said, this is such a California thing to do. Nobody's writing to angels in Connecticut, you know. And so we laughed about that, but I put a pad and paper next to the bed. And sure enough, in the middle of the night, I was awakened, and I got this energy, these thoughts in my head. So I wrote down, it was a very brief message, but I wrote down what was in my thoughts, and I woke up the next morning, and I ran, you know, I called Barbara and stuff, and she said, that's it, that's them. And I said, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. And she said, no, no, Trudy, it really is. Barbara's more, I was more, let's see, how would you say it? Analytical in my thinking. Barbara was always more, yay, let's do it, you know, kind of person. And but we were a good team, no question about it. And so that was my first writing. And from that time on, I do realize how I've been guided and led to the right people, the right circumstances, the right events and all, and listening not only with my angels, writing them, and but also just feeling within me, I have a place of knowing. Now, everybody has a place of knowing, and already we're only about, 45 minutes into our program, and I'm going to give you a little bit of homework, okay? Between now and our next class, I would like you to pay attention for this week as to where within you get that sense of knowing. For example, I'll share with you where mine is. I finally discovered where it was. It is in my gut, my solar plexus, you know, right under the rib cage there. And do you know what I'm talking about? Anybody else have a active solar plexus or gut? No?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
This is Julie. But, yep. I'm not sure where it is, but and I don't always have it. So but I have had times where I just know something, and it's true, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But then it kind of goes away. So
yeah. Well, it will. It'll come and go. And sometimes, like, it started off in my gut, and I eventually, when I really started paying attention, I realized that if something was true or was right for me, it was all smooth, and it just felt like, ah, that feels right. Or if it wasn't right, I would get that, you know, that thing in my stomach where kind of like bing or whatever, and it just didn't feel right. So it took me a while to figure it out, but I want each of you next week when we come back to share with each other, where is that inner knowing? Okay.
Do dreams
come to you as an inner knowing?
Not quite an inner knowing. Now, dreams are very valuable. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dreams
And the reason I ask is because when I dream, and I tell my family this all the time, my husband especially, when I dream of like a birthday party or a wedding
mm-hmm.
or something to that matter, I know that there's going to be a death. And sure enough, I'll find out a couple of days later, someone, a close friend or a family member or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but I just know that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is or what when it happens.
Okay. Who is this that's speaking?
This is Nanette. I'm so sorry. This is Nanette.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, everybody try to say your name before you start so we'll know. Listen, Nanette, those are spiritual gifts. And when we, and that's the spiritual gift of knowing. And
uh-huh.
I've just recently, my spiritual gift of knowing has awakened within me. And they can come in dreams, they can come in, but that is not a particular sense of what's right and what's not right has to do with this place on your body where you get, it's like the angels are saying to you, that's right, or nope, that's not right. And that's what I was hoping each one of you would locate. Some people find it's in the back of their neck, or they get goosebumps all over their arms, or, you know, you find where you think you're getting that knowing, and I'll help validate it with you. And then we will talk about spiritual gifts, that there are seven of them, that God gives us so we can communicate with our angelic team on a deeper, more profound level, or God, or whomever on the other side. So that's really cool. Yeah. That was a good question. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was like, knowing, that's the only, right now that's the only thing that I know that happens to me.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
I mean, that's the only thing so far.
Okay. Listen, if you get it somewhere else on your body. Now, one of the things Barbara and I did was we put something in the front of our book, and it's about preparing for angel speaking, because we knew that we were walking on kind of delicate turf when we started the book Angel Speak. We were awakened in 1991. And at that time, it was like crazy for people to even bring this up. You know, that was a lot of years ago, and a lot has happened since then, and a lot of acceptance has awakened also with spirituality. So we just said in the very first page of the book, we said that angels are messengers from God, and that we've been taught that it's possible for people to easily receive the messages the angels carry from God. And the book, and we don't want this book to be a substitute for your personal religious beliefs. It's, if anything, it's meant to enhance every part of your life. And we lovingly pass on the angels' teachings to you as they taught them to us. And belief in and contact with the angelic realm is consistent with all traditional religions. The major four religions of the earth plane do believe in the angelic realm and God's messengers. And so you can expect miracles to happen from this moment forward, for angels work in miracles. And when we give permission, and we say, thank you for the miracles, thank you for the learning, thank you, God and angels, for the teachings and all, you'll get that knowing that God is right there with you. Hold on to either your relationship with God, your church, your religion, you don't have to change anything to learn how to angel speak. It all starts with God, and pray for His love to surround you and enjoy meeting your angels. So that was our opening, and I'm so glad we put that in there at the last minute, but I now realize that it was the angels helping us keep on track, you know. Okay. Any questions at this point, you guys? Okay. All right. I just want to mention something also. The introduction in the book. Does everybody have a copy of Angel Speak?
Yes. Julie, okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do I have it in Spanish? Is it in Spanish?
What'd you say, Naman?
I have it, but it's in Spanish.
Okay.
The book is in Spanish.
That's okay. Oh, it's in Spanish. That's fine. And then who else said?
It's Christine. I don't have a copy of that.
Okay. Well, you don't have to have a copy, Christine. Believe me. But I just thought if anyone here did or does, writing that Barbara and I, we would put all of our experiences, thoughts, ideas in the blue typeface, and if the angels were speaking to us, we would put it in the red. That would be the angels' words were in red. So anyway, and angels just kind of planted a bunch of prayers and stuff through this book too, which was a lot of fun. Angels will care for you, love you, and teach you. You are worth it. And it's a lot of fun because the angels are great, not only support systems, but they're like your cheerleaders, is the only word I can think, because they tell us constantly how great we are, how much they love us, how well we're doing, and it's a beautiful thing when we are trying to learn something new or going forward on our path. So one other thing, at the beginning of each chapter, at the beginning of chapter one, we wrote down some of the teachings the angels gave us, and here's one that has always been my favorite. The angels say, what holds humans in limitation is their preference for the past, desire for the future, and the avoidance of the now.
Can you repeat that? Wow.
Yes, isn't that great? What holds humans in limitation, in other words, what holds humans back, is their preference for the past. You know, we talk about, oh, I remember, and it was so good then, and you know, you get caught up in all that. Preference for the past, desire for the future. The someday honeys, you know. Someday, honey, we're going to do this and that. And unfortunately, it leads us to the avoidance of the now. The very moment. And all we have is now, truly. So, pretty profound statement.
Mm-hmm. Leads us to the limitations of the now.
And avoidance of the now. Like, I don't want to be in the moment. I want to be back thinking about what used to happen or what's coming down the pike. But we need to be in the moment. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who are the angels? You know, one of the things that we wanted to do was talk about the seven archangels that God created to be close to this earth plane to help us while we're spiritually awakening. And angels were created by God, and angels are divine beings from Him, and, you know, they just do all of these miraculous things. Archangels are God's emissaries to earth, and they give love and compassion, and they help us walk our spiritual path. There are seven archangels, and the first and most well-known one is Michael, and Michael is from his name, it means, who is like God. Michael means, who is like God. Michael battles evil, challenges people who have evil or negative intentions, and helps people open up to new ways of thinking, bringing courage for spiritual experiences. So we know if that's part of Michael's work, Archangel Michael, he's with us in this class, no question. The next archangel is Raphael. Archangel Raphael is means God has overcome. And Raphael works with healers and artists and helps to create, helps creative souls, which I think is great. You know, when you think about Mozart, this is funny, they just asked me to talk about Mozart here for a second. You know, I'm always divinely guided and led by the angelic team that is gathered together. Your team, each one of you, works with my team, and I pass through the information that's being given. But Raphael works with healers and artists and is helpful to creative souls. Now, when I think of Mozart, you know, he wrote all of that gorgeous, amazing music, what, 200 years ago. And if you've ever seen the movie Amadeus, he was channeling from God and the universe all of that gorgeous music that we all love and appreciate today. And I just think, wow, you know, we just never know where, when we're guided and led in a direction, how it's going to touch other people's lives. The next archangel is Gabriel. Most often, Gabriel is associated with the trumpet. His name means man of God. Gabriel announces God's plans and actions. He brought forth the news of Jesus, and he will tell you about your path, your purpose, and will send help to complete your mission. You know, Gabriel, Barbara, and I always felt was the archangel to help us with angel speak. And with the trumpet, all the angels, we always try to find an angel with a Gabriel's trumpet. So it's exciting. The next angel is Uriel. And Uriel, Archangel Uriel, means fire of God, Archangel of prophecy. Uriel helps you complete your goals and your life missions. If you get off center while on your spiritual path, you can expect new thoughts and transforming ideas from Uriel. Haniel, mercy of God, Archangel Haniel. The nicest things of life are watched over by Haniel. Beauty, love, happiness, pleasure. So the reason I'm just briefly going through these with each of you is it's always extremely helpful if you're going to ask the angels for help with a particular something going on in your life. If you ask the angel that it's their job to help in a way that you're needing help, boy, that's the part that seems like magic when things really come together. And finally, the seventh archangel is Ariel, light of God. And Ariel is the archangel most closely associated with our future and our purpose and our goals. So those are the seven big shots, you know. They are the first realm that helps us here on Earth. They are extremely powerful, and they work for God to help us in these particular areas.
Good. This is Nanette. What was the sixth angel?
Hanael, I think. Hanael, mercy of God. Did I say that one?
I have six. You have Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, Uriel, Hanael, and Ariel. I don't have a seventh.
Hanael. Oh, I did skip one. I am so sorry. Raziel. It's R-A-Z as in zebra, I-E-L. And Raziel's name means secret of God.
Mm-hmm.
And he's between Hanael and Ariel. But secret of God, archangel of mysteries, questions and mysteries encountered while on our spiritual journey inspire us to dig deeper in search of divine knowledge. As we seek, Raziel may come through with inspirations and ideas that unlock the truths we are seeking.
Interesting.
Very, very, very. Okay.
Hey,
now,
Judy.
Yeah.
This is Julie.
Okay.
Are the angels listed in this book somewhere, or?
Yes. This is all about chapter one. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Are the names listed in here, too?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. You know, and then there are, of course, our guardian angels that God assigned to watch over us. When our soul came into its body, this lifetime, the guardian angel will be here your entire life. And the guardian angel is assigned to you and is with you lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. It's amazing. And so, let's say you're wanting to fulfill something or go in a certain direction. And because your guardian knows, well, you know, five lifetimes ago, you know, you learned the lesson of such and such. Because the angels tell us that this isn't our only time on the earth plane, and that as we grow and heal and learn while we're here on this planet, that inner knowing that I'm asking you to locate within you, that jump in your heart or kind of tickle in your gut or whatever, that's your angel trying to say to you, pay attention. That was important. And also, we learn from the other lifetimes that we were here. Now, I know there are religions and that don't believe in past lives, and you know, everybody's got free will on this earth plane, and if you don't, you don't, and that's fine. But one of the things that I learned is how we carry this wisdom, this knowledge, these experiences, this knowing within us. And boy, it can really, really help us, and so can our guardian angel. Okay. Any questions, you guys? Boy, am I giving you guys a lot of stuff.
How do we find our guardian angels? How do we know who our guardian angels are? This is
ask.
What helps.
You just ask. And ask, you know, dearest guardian angel, please tell me your name. And we'll be doing that. Now, next week, we're going to be talking about when Barbara and I ask the angels, how do we find out our angel's name? Or how do we know which way to go for sure? They said there's something called the four fundamentals of working with your angels. And that's the next step now on this, in this book and on this path of how do you get all this great information? How do you tap them and everything? So we'll be talking about that next week.
So are we going to be on here every week or just once a week?
Once a week.
Okay.
Every Wednesday. Now, someone said they couldn't come on Wednesdays. They had a conflict, so they were just going to download the, you know, the information that we are recording tonight so they can listen back to it. But I have to tell you, if you want to download the information that we're talking about tonight, go for it. Absolutely. Download it. You can put it on your computer. You can listen back for as many times as you wish. Okay? Because with so much that is being learned, it's nice sometimes to be able to listen to it again. Okay.
And so this is Nanette. So in knowing about the angels and of course, our archangels, but as far as angels themselves, we have many angels that surround us. Is that correct? Like, to talk to us, like, for instance, for myself, I mean, I'm always, you know, talking to the angels, especially the angel that I ask, who are you? What is your name? And I keep getting Celeste. So yep. I call upon, okay, Celeste, are you there, you know? Or one day I was woken up, and there was nothing particular I needed to do. The angel just said, I am Carlos.
Oh, good. Well, there are many angels.
It was,
angels.
Like, really deep. And I know I've heard that we also have, like, these angels that have a very, very soft voice that we can hear it, but it's not, like, really loud.
Yeah. Now, I've never heard the angels, believe it or not. And people say, wait, how did you write all these books with them if you've never heard them? I just get thoughts in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do hear them, the words, actual words. And sometimes people get a little of both. They'll get a thought, they'll hear it, they'll get a word. That's the beauty of this. Whatever process or spiritual gift, you know, these are gifts that are coming from God that are being given to us. And so it's so exciting because just when you think you kind of go, okay, boy, this is great, then something new pops up and you go, oh my gosh, that too. And so the blessings just keep flowing from them. And, you know, that's a good question, Nanette. Now, I mentioned the archangels and the guardian angels with us, but also the truth of angels is that they take many shapes, forms, sizes, appearances, and then they have different duties. And there are some souls in spirit also, like master teachers, you know. For example, angels only, the angels do not incarnate. That God's workers, God's angels, do not incarnate. But people do. And so let's say master teachers or spirit guides are wise, elevated souls who have usually lived on Earth as human beings. Often they're recognizable, such as Jesus, or, you know, but depending on what your religious belief is, maybe your master teacher, for example, is, let's see, like Confucius, or I'm drawing a blank now. Who else might be a master teacher? But the point is, if you have believed in great teachers that have walked this earth plane and are part of your belief system, they can help you also.
You know, like the somebody I was told that there was, this is Nanette again, like a great teacher, Kutumi.
Mm-hmm.
Was a great teacher. I think I've never known of him, but somebody just kind of
mm-hmm.
brought that to my attention. Kutumi.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was a healer.
Yeah, and you know, that's wonderful. And
I think that
look
was
it
like in, I think that was in Buddhism.
Yep, could have been in Buddhism. And there is Paramahansa Yogananda was also an incredible teacher, and Gandhi. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're just, but I consider, like, I think we learned enormous amounts of things from people even like, well, let's say if you're Jewish, Moses certainly mm-hmm. was an incredible teacher. But, so, it's a, you know, whatever works best for you. There are also people for, oh, Barbara's main guide in the Old Testament was Joshua, for example. And Joshua loved the children and things. So my guardian, my angels, are named John and Paul, for example. And biblically, I think it was John was a healer and Paul was a teacher. And I asked the angels, how come I have two angels? About a year after I got the name John Paul. And they said to me, because, child, John was a teacher, that is what you are. Paul was a healer, that is what you are. And so we have sent them to be with you and work with you. So they do things like that that don't even cross my mind as a human, you know, and yet it knocks my socks off when they give the true meaning. There are also deceased mortals, people that have passed over and who have made their transition from the earth plane to the afterlife. These are simply people who have died. They are not ghosts, though they are sometimes mistaken for them. They are souls with whom you can communicate in the same way you did when on the earth together. So, for example, Julie, at some point, you might want to, when the time right is right, if it feels right, you might want to try to communicate with your husband in writing.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, in writing. Well, I've already gotten, well, I feel like either he's around me or it's my angels that I see a lot of 613s, which is his birthday.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. It's not just time, it's... I'll see it on license plates, and right after
oh, yeah.
he passed away, I started seeing that, and one time I just, it was at home, and I forget what it was, but I just kind of laughed and said, okay, I know you're there.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
because sometimes they'll hang around for a while to kind of finish business, you know what I mean, like just wanting us to know that we're loved and that kind of thing. So I must say there are so many layers of learning and wisdom and goodness and love, and we are aligning ourselves here over these next 8 weeks, once a week, we're going to open up to the next and the next and the next level. And each time you come back, you know, each Wednesday we come together, and I hope people who are downloading and listening to this when they take it and download it, that people can come and go from workshops if they choose. You know, like, let's say someone couldn't make it tonight, but they can make it next Wednesday. Great. Come as often as you can, because it's in the sharing and it's in the opening and speaking and supporting each other that the real healing and wisdom will flow to us. Boy, it's very exciting. Okay. Now, who has a question? We just have about 15 minutes or so left, so share with me any more questions you might have. Wow. There's a great silence.
This is Nanette. You were talking about the deceased mortals.
Yeah.
What about people that are living now that, for example, I have a great aunt that I noticed that she, for a long time, I took care of her in my home for 15 years, and then I placed her in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
But the time that she was with me, she would give us, and my family, and when I say my family, I'm talking about my mother and my children, we all would witness the things that she would say to us, like she would have premonitions or warnings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know, is that something that...
Mm-hmm.
It does
happen for individuals, yes, that are, you know, because so many angels surround us at our time of, you know, returning home, and it's very exciting to know that not only do they gather around us, but they give us this, all of this information that is just profound. So how exciting that is.
Yeah. I mean, and for me, at the time, that was kind of one of the reasons I put her in the nursing home, because she would tell us, and they were true things, because she would tell me that she would dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she did not know who the people were. She would explain what was happening in the dream. And exactly how she would explain it, that's how things would happen.
Wow, that's fabulous.
At first it terrified me, because some of the things that happened were tragic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But even now it's like we would tell others about it and they don't believe the things that she would tell us, or
yeah,
we would tell in someone else.
Well,
so
go ahead.
And that was always something, and we knew something was wrong, or I always knew that she was going to have an episode like that because of her behavior, how mm-hmm. she would act or how she would talk.
Yeah.
She would sleep a lot, and she would say, I dreamt this and this and this. She would describe the people. She didn't know who they were.
Mm-hmm.
But she would describe it's a man and a woman or a child or, you know, just things.
Yeah.
And it was, at first it was terrifying. But now that you've explained some things that,
mm-hmm.
I went back to tell you that when I dream, of course, if I dream of a birthday party or, like I said, a wedding, I know that there's going to be a death. And
mm-hmm.
it always happens. Never mm-hmm. fails.
Yeah. Yep.
And she would do the same, but she would actually, she thought she was, to her the dreams were real, like it was a real event happening right in front of her.
Right, yeah. Well, that's when we have one foot in spirit and one foot still on the earth plane, you know what I mean?
Yes,
and
yes.
And she was straddling the two hemispheres, plus loved ones, like if she had sisters or a husband or all these souls in spirit, they do come to visit us and to help us come home. And I know that the angels one time wrote Barbara and said that we are planning such a party for when you get home. We have cake. And Barbara looked at me and said, cake. You know how I love cake, Trudy. And she did. And balloons and all these things, because they say, of course, that this is not our real home. Our real home is to be with God. While we're in these bodies on this earth plane, this is the space where we're here to learn and to grow and to move forward on our path and to make a difference. So, wow, it's pretty exciting. That's all I can say. But she had the gift, your aunt had the gift of knowing, and that's how you got your gift.
Somebody always tells me, or I've been told, or she would say, she's gonna have, when I pass, she's going to get all that I have. And I asked a man that has a gift. He's a gifted man. And I asked him, what does she mean by that?
What did she say?
She would tell me, you'll receive everything that I have.
Oh.
And I was always getting the impression that she was telling me that a fortune, I was going to receive a fortune. But my aunt does not have anything. She's a poor, you know, woman.
Yeah.
But I asked a man that was gifted. He told me, well, maybe she's talking about you'll receive her gift.
Exactly. Precisely. Now, you've heard it from two different sources. You heard it from me, and you've heard it from him, and there's that inner knowing that's going on with you, and that's when you know that you're hearing the truth of the spoken word. And so just every day, thank you, God, for these beautiful gifts that I've received. So here's what I would like everyone to do as we finish up tonight, unless someone else has a question that they wanted to ask. Okay. I would like you, of course, to listen to your inner guidance and see where that inner knowing maybe resides inside you. I would also want you to pray, and pray to whomever your God is, and twice a day, minimum. First time, I'd like you to, you're going to bed tonight, okay? So pray this evening as your first prayer, and say thank you, and give thanks to God and your angels for helping you find this class, and for the wisdom, and, giving thanks is so profoundly important when it comes to spiritual gifts that we're attracting to us. And so just give thanks for all the things in your life and that have brought you so much goodness and joy or whatever. And boy, will you get a good night's sleep. Now, the next one I want you to pray is tomorrow morning. And I want you, and preferably before you get out of bed. This is the Trudy secret. If I get out of bed before I pray, I'm running around and answering the phone and cooking breakfast, and I just forget, you know? I'm sure you guys can relate to that. So in the morning, just as you come into consciousness and before you get out of bed, say a prayer, dearest God, and give thanks. But also, in your prayer, I want you to ask. Ask, 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 the angels say. And we're going to talk about that next week. Ask for what it is that you would like to attract to you, that you would like to have, that you would like that have, be, or do. And
so repeat that one more time.
Can you put that,
this is Rahel.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to do the asking.
Right.
And one of my greatest challenges is being specific.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been on this journey for quite some time. So
yes.
It seems like I throw myself, I
mm-hmm.
ask, and then I retract it by asking something else. So how specific? Can you just kind of be as specific as possible?
That's what we're going to work on next week. So, yeah, just pay attention to, you know, the angels absolutely say be very specific. So rather than saying, let's say I'll just give you a little tweak here. So when I ask, I say, you know, dearest God, please bring to me a, let's see. Well, like I did for this class, I said, dearest God, thank you for helping me choose the right time. I always start off with a thank you, you know, for the right time, the right dates, and for sending the right individuals to this workshop, and that we may all grow together, that we may find the love and the joy and the fun of being with you and your angels. You see, I asked for about four or five things there. The fun, the joy, the love, the right date, you see. So we women, I will say this in closing, we women have been taught, don't ask. It's just not either, it's not nice, or it's too bossy, or it isn't fair to other people that are suffering, or, you know, it's really odd. Certainly when I was a kid, it was greedy. It was considered greedy if you asked for things. Now, I was raised by parents that came through the Depression, and that might have been part of it. But the point is, the angels say, if you don't ask specifically for what it is that you'd like to have, do, or become, then how can we support you on your journey and help you along your way? So that's why I want you to, you know, really do the best you can. This, no one's going to flunk the class. Just whatever comes to your heart or whatever thoughts come into your mind, ask, and it'll be fun, because it's in the doing that you really, really learn. Okay. Goodie.
So again, Judy, this is Nanette. So again,
uh-huh.
tonight, when we go to bed, you want us to pray and give thanks,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah, blah. And then for in the morning, again,
mm-hmm.
before we get out of bed, give
mm-hmm.
thanks. And what else to that one?
Ask. Ask for what you would like to have to come to you today. Oh, here's an example. Maybe you're going to be in a meeting, and you want the meeting to go well. So, dear God, please send angels to help this, help me speak clearly in this meeting. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So just practice giving thanks and practice asking. And then we'll work on that next week. Good.
Okay. Awesome.
You guys are fantastic.
Thank you.
What a good
exciting.
Yeah, what a good group. Thank you,
yeah.
God. So we will be, now, you can go tomorrow. You can, you know, get your recording, and it came in the information that you received from my web assistant, and come write down questions for next Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Gosh. Yeah. Lots of love to you, ladies. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a blessed night.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay. Sending love
thank
to you.
Likewise.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Likewise.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Be well.